It's that time in our program once again when we bring you Mr. Mike Brennan and the headlines from MI Tech News. That's a weekly news service that comes to you actually twice a week now, but you can be sure on Fridays to get all sorts of headlines about what's going on in technology and entrepreneurship and, generally speaking, what the important news stories are in our fair state of Michigan in technology. Mike, welcome once again to the show.
Thanks, Foster. I always look forward to Saturdays and talking to you.
Thank you. Well, I got to tell you, this week it must be kind of hard choosing which is the biggest story because there are a bunch of them out there. Let's start with one that kind of is near and dear to our hearts. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about it in this next hour, and that is a Tesla lawsuit against the car dealers in the state of Michigan.
Filed on Thursday, yes. Well, Tesla has been pretty well told that they're not welcome in Michigan by a variety of ways, by the car dealers, by the auto dealers, by the manufacturers, by the courts, and by the government. Because their model is so different. They sell direct. They don't use the century-old franchise system, right, which is how all these auto dealers get their cars. They're the middleman. And Tesla would essentially do what we do on the Internet, which is eliminate the middleman.
Yeah.
So clearly, they love the idea, but, but they think that that their due process and equal protection clauses under the 14th Amendment, that's what they're citing, mm-hmm. have been violated, and they think that the courts are going to award them a chance to sell direct. Now, we're not talking about a lot of cars here.
How many does Tesla sell?
You know, maybe a couple thousand a year?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the foot in the door thing.
Yep,
I think the auto dealers and the manufacturers are afraid. They let one in, then the whole internet thing is going to come, you know.
That argument may have been made at one point about Amazon, but boy, we've sort of seen that the once the camel got its nose into the tent, it kept on going.
Yeah, that would actually be a prime example. But, of course, cars are much bigger, much more expensive,
more
of a consumer kind of item. But, I mean, yeah, that's a good example of what internet e-tail can do to retail.
So it's no small threat to the car industry and something, as I said, we're going to be talking about a little later on. Well, one of the biggest things that happened, especially for the half billion people who are subscribers to Yahoo, is somebody hacked the system.
Yeah, and they think it's state-sponsored. Let me think. Who would be wanting to affect our economy right now? I'm thinking the Ruskies, you know, but I could be wrong. I have no evidence to that. But anyway, the first thing they said in their announcement is if you do have a Yahoo account, change your password.
Right.
But depending on what you put in there for your security questions, for if you got your birth date in there, hopefully not your social security number. If you do that, they've got the keys to the kingdom. And then you better check your Transcon accounts all the time to make sure that you haven't got identity theft plaguing you.
And that is a big, big thing, folks. And this isn't just a matter of a simple password change. Identity theft, as you said, the key to the kingdom is there with some of the data that's in there. So start making your changes if you have a Yahoo account. Kind of wonder what this will do to the Yahoo purchase by Verizon.
Yeah, that came up. Verizon's not too happy about this, and this was something that happened a while back. They just finally got around to announcing it, which is even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse.
It's horrible. I mean, because this has been going on and nobody knows about it. And finally, I've got to tell you something now.
Yeah,
that's not good.
Oh my. Okay, well, one of the other things has to do with another one of the carriers, only this is perhaps good news. Matter of fact, could be very good news for a lot of people, and that's a project called AirGig, which has, they released the information about it on this week, and that's AT&T.
Yeah, AT&T, the old Ma Bell, that was disassembled at one time and somehow reformed. It's an amazing story. But anyway, so they've got this, actually it's kind of, I was looking at the technology and there's a video on my website because I was really trying to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a radio transmission tower on top of the poles where you have electricity.
Yes.
And then it beams out. It doesn't actually go through the wires, but the wires make it pass to the next one and next one and next one.
Yep.
So essentially, you don't have to build cell towers. You don't have to bury cables. And for third world countries or places that don't have very good infrastructure, it could be simple for everybody. And this could be moved from 4G to 5G. And then 5G is like, wow, It's like broadband cable.
Yeah, right now that's the holy grail for all them. And this must be, it's important to say, by the way, folks, we want to do a program on this a little later on down the in the fall, but it's not BPL or broadband over power lines, which went through the lines. This is actually kind of riding on top of them, surfing on them, as almost like a highway rather than having to go through it. So it's not going to interfere with the power lines and power transmission itself.
Yeah, and it seems to be something to do, I think, the magnetics and the resonance and all that, but you're getting way outside of my area of expertise.
I listened to the entire press conference, and at the end of it, I thought, I got to go to YouTube and see if there's any videos there. Unfortunately, there were some videos. Well, Mike, thank you. These are just some samples, folks, of the headlines that Mike has on MI Tech News every weekend. It's so simple to get this key to this information. That's simply going to mitechnews.com and subscribing for free. Put your email address in there, and you're in like Flynn. Or go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page to Mike's smiling face, and you can subscribe right there as well. Mike, you have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, Foster. You too.